I know it's kind of a bittersweet time, but congratulations on taking the step to being the Seaman High School head football coach. I guess kind of go through the process and how it became to go take that job in Topeka.
A lot of it, you know, like I just told the boys, was, you know, based on family needs with you know, parents in mind, and also, you know, kids as far as in college and location. And, you know, if we kind of break it down, you know, my father-in-law, Jenny's dad is in a care home and, you know, kind of struggling health-wise. You know, Council Grove is, you know, within an hour of Topeka. And, you know, once you kind of get to our age and our careers, as far as older people, you know, those things have to be considerations as far as, you know, how far away you can be. And, you know, so for Council Grove, it's, you know, goes from a 5-hour trip, you know, to a less than an hour. For, you know, I have a mother left and she's in central Missouri. You know, she had a surgery in November and was placed in assisted living for a couple of weeks because, you know, nobody could be with her during the day. And, you know, that goes from a 10-hour drive down to a 5-hour drive. And, you know, 5 hours is still a trip, but 5 hours is, you know, not a full day. You know, you can get up, you know, bright and early in the morning at 6 and be there by noon. You know, so, you know, definitely consideration there. You know, with the boys playing, you know, college ball in MIAA as far as, you know, during the winter time, you know, when I go to Topeka Seaman, I won't be coaching any basketball. And, you know, so the winters are going to be kind of freed up. And, you know, Hayes would be about 45 minutes, probably farther than where we are from Scott City, you know, 45 minutes to an hour. But, you know, the majority of their league games are to the east of the state and in the Missouri region, which puts us closer for, you know, at least, you know, 40% of their games. You know, Brett's at Central Missouri, which is in Warrensburg, Missouri. That's probably about 45 minutes, you know, even less than 45 minutes from southeast Kansas City. You know, that's a trip that's very possible also to make, you know, on, you know, as soon as school's out so that we can go. You know, he has a year left. Trey has 3 years left. You know, we can, well, without any coaching responsibilities after, you know, school on the winter months, you know, we can get there as quickly as possible. My daughter's getting married this summer and she's moving to Ohio, and that will also be another trip that's going to be, you know, cut in half where, you know, family's important, you know, and it should be to everybody. And, you know, with this move, you know, that makes that possible also. I mean, you know, for a weekend, I mean, you know, we don't get very many weekends for any relatives that live in Missouri or farther. But, you know, that's just kind of the family side. With, you know, the professional side, I mean, there are jobs for both of us, of course. And, you know, the football part of it, you know, joke with some people and said, you know, it's kind of like a midlife crisis. It's, you know, are you good enough to coach at the next level? You know, with Scott City, I mean, I've gone, you know, a couple different places for basketball, and we've taken, you know, basketball programs that have been, you know, sub 500, even sub 200, you know, winning percentages. And within a couple of years, we've had them in the state tournament. And, you know, basketball, I'm going to leave with no regrets. I mean, I've been part of teams, you know, on the coaching staff that have won state championships and state runners up. And, you know, as a beginning coach, you know, those goals are so far out there that you never imagine yourself to, you know, be in a position to win a state tournament, let alone win five and you know, be state runner up two different times. You know, accomplishments. I think I may be the only coach in history that has coached at the 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A Division II, and 4A Division I level at the state tournament. You know, just because of the, you know, the school kind of bouncing up as far as divisions. And, you know, since 4A Division II has only been around for a couple of years, that kind of eliminated a lot of different people that could have that opportunity. But, you know, that's something that, you know, definitely look back and be proud of. I mean, you know, going to win with a high winning percentage that is based on the capabilities of the players that have been through our programs. You know, the head coach gets a lot of credit, but that credit needs to, you know, definitely fall upon the players that have been through the program, fall upon the assistant coaches, fall upon the community and the parents and the administration as far as, you know, backing you and going with decisions that sometimes seem a little crazy. But, you know, basketball-wise, you know, I'm going to end a 30-year career with a ton of memories. You know, football-wise, you know, kind of goes back to that mid-crisis thing as far as that midlife crisis. You know, can you take a program that has been down for a couple of years and, you know, get the coaching staff to buy in? Can you get the kids to come out that have been involved in other sports that are, you know, good enough athletes to help your football program? You know, because in the fall time, you know, that, you know, a city or a school's football program is kind of the face of their school for a lot of people around the state. And, you know, if the football team's doing well, it seems like the morale in the school is a little bit higher. You know, it seems like, you know, going home and doing homework is a little bit easier because you know what's at stake if you don't get your grades done. You know, so, you know, just a challenge with, you know, trying to take that program, you know, back to where they have been and try to take it to greater heights is probably something that, you know, was kind of looked at this stage in my career.
Topeka Sigma, they play in the Centennial League there. That's going to be a pretty good competition. You're going to be going up against an old coaching pal there in at Topeka Hayden. What's that going to be like?
Well, you know, even if we're at Scott City, Hayden dropped down to 4A Division II. So, I mean, you know, there could have been a chance we could have played them next year. So, you know, it's I got a lot of friends in the coaching profession. The coaching profession is a very tight group of men that and women in different sports. But you know, for the football part of it, you know, you're going to go battle and you're going to compete the best that you can as a coach and as a player against friends. And you know, so I mean, I got a ton of coaches in our league that I respect the heck out of and I consider friends. So, you know, it's not going to be any different. You know, Randall Zimmerman, Junction City's coach, is an old college, you know, teammate in football from back in the olden days. And, you know, those are two guys that I actually asked about the Seaman job. And, you know, when they came to me and, you know, offered a job and, you know, those were the first two guys that I kind of talked to was, you know, number one, what type of kids do they have? Number two, what type of, you know, reputation does the Seaman School District have with, you know, backing their coaches, backing their athletic programs, you know, their educational system, even though I don't have any kids, you know, left to go through the program, you know, and I want to be, you know, part of something that's special. And, you know, Seaman does have a very good reputation, you know, educational wise, and, you know, they've had different successes in different sports. So, you know, it's definitely going to be different. You know, like I told the kids, you know, number one, it's, kind of feel a little leery about, you know, leaving home. You know, Scott City is, you know, considered home right now. And, you know, it will be home for, you know, a second home for a long time, even though I don't have any residency here. You know, second thing is a little bit of excitement as far as, you know, the new challenge. You know, third thing is a lot of sadness for leaving a great bunch of young kids and, you know, very, very good coaching staff.
Final thought here, of course, for the next coach that'd step in for Scott City, what should that coach expect from the players coming up?
Or varsity-wise, I mean, we had, you know, 7 or 8 seniors that were, you know, a very big part of our team for a long time. And, you know, we're going to lose, you know, a very good senior class, but it's not a giant senior class. And, you know, for Scott City, I mean, you want to have, you know, 10 or 12 seniors and, you know, well, we got about 14 or 15 juniors going to come up and they're going to step into the leadership role. It kind of happens every year, you know, where you have a class that, you know, they've been kind of questionable as far as, you know, who's going to be the leader, but every year there's a couple of them that step it up and then they go with it. And, you know, as far as, you know, the younger kids, you know, the junior varsity was undefeated. You know, the 8th grade team was undefeated. The 7th grade team had one loss. And, you know, we probably have one of the best youth programs around as far as 3rd grade through 6th grade as far as kids and parent involvement. And, you know, the good thing about the parent involvement is these are former players that have played in college. You know, they expect their kids to go out there and compete very hard. You know, they don't handle excuses very well as far as, you know, why the effort wasn't there. And, you know, those are big keys as far as, you know, why your kids are going to be successful year in and year out.